You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
Okay, what's the truth? You tell us.
All right, what do you want to know?
What happens when somebody dies?
What happens when somebody dies? Well, they're with God.
Well, what does that mean?
What does that mean? The spiritual part of them? Their soul, you called it? The ghost in their heart, is what you guys said? The spiritual part of them is with God.
But that's what I said. Their soul goes up to heaven to be with God.
Not exactly. The Bible says they're resting in God. The Bible says it's like they're sleeping God.
That's heaven? That sounds kind of boring.
Gabriel, does that sound boring to you?
No.
No?
I mean, yes.
You mean yes? You're
yes.
Not sure? All right.
Sure.
All right, well, maybe it sounds boring, but... All right, so I'll tell you what. All right, this is something like most people at church don't even know, so it's like a secret. Heaven is not forever. Heaven's not the end.
That makes no sense at all.
All right. How do I say this? So the Bible doesn't say much about what it's like when someone's dead. It's a mystery, right? So, like, Jesus is the only person to die and come back. So we don't know. It's a mystery. But what the Bible promises over and over and over again, what God promises is that one day God will do for you and for me and for Gabriel and for everyone and even for the whole earth, God will do exactly for us what God did for Jesus. So, all right, Gabriel, you tell me, did God leave Jesus' body in the ground?
No.
What did God do?
He took it up to heaven.
When?
When he died.
Like,
and then 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
Exactly. So, all right, so Gabriel, you tell me again, did God take Jesus' soul to heaven and leave his body behind?
No.
Exactly. Right answer, gold star. So God resurrected everything about Jesus, right? Because God loved everything about Jesus. God didn't forget or leave anything about Jesus behind. Jesus' resurrected body was new and it was different and it was mysterious, but it was still a body, right? It was still Jesus. His friends could recognize him. They could touch him and hug him. Jesus got hungry and he could sit down and eat and drink with his friends and he even went fishing with them. God loved everything about Jesus, and God loves everything about you, and God loves everything about me, and God loves everything about Gabriel and Mommy, and God loves everything about his creation, too.
It's like when Gandalf the Grey gets killed and comes back to Gandalf the White.
Actually, it's kind of exactly like that, yeah.
But how can God resurrect the earth?
How can God resurrect the earth? So God says one day, sometime in the future, on the very last day, God says heaven will come down. So it's not that we go up to heaven. God says one day on the last day that heaven will come down. And when that happens, God says that he'll restore everything about his creation so that it's like it's new again. So it's like what God wanted it to be in the very beginning. Does that make sense?
Before Adam and Eve sinned?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, exactly. And so the whole Bible, from like the first page all the way to the end, from beginning to end, the whole Bible is about God working to heal everything that gets broken in his creation. Do you have any more questions?
How long do people have to stay after they die?
How long do people have to sleep when they die or after they die? I don't know. You know, but it's not like how we think about it. Because time is one of the things that God created when God created everything else. Right? So, like, on the first day, it says God did this. On the second day, God did that. And on the third day, God did for this. And so time is one of the things that God creates in the world. And so, for people who've died, for people who are resting in God, you know, they're not aware of time.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know if I do either. All right. It's like this. When we go on a car trip and you fall asleep and don't wake up until we're home, you know, you might have been asleep for 15 minutes, you might have been asleep for 30 minutes, or you might have been asleep for 30 hours, but you wake up, and all you know is that you're home.
Sometimes I get car sick.
Yeah, sometimes you do get car sick.